Hey friends, it's Friday in 1 John 4. We've got two chapters left of 1 John. We're in chapter 4 today on this Friday. And in this chapter, I want to highlight a couple things to you. And I have told you all along that one of the primary reasons that John wrote this letter is to assure people of their salvation, as well as encouraging them to walk the talk. He says, verse 7 and following, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." That's the first time he says this in this passage. "This is how God showed his love amongst us." And then here is where he outlines the gospel again, assuring them of their salvation. "He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also should love one another." You jump back down to verse 16, the last part of that verse. God is love. It talks about God is the very essence of what love is. I guess you could say God is the definition of love, or the definition of love is God. And then verse 18, one more thing I want to point out to you. This is something that struck me many years ago and has really helped me during times that I find myself feeling the feeling of fear. It says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love." That is just something that I need to remind myself of so often, is that when I'm feeling the emotion of fear, that fear has to do with punishment, and I'm not made perfect in love while I'm fearing. But perfect love, God's love, drives out fear, kind of like the verse we recently read about love, and God is not given us the spirit of timidity, right, but of courage. And that's how God has designed us. So that's something we need to wrap our heads around when we're feeling fear in our lives, that fear is not from God, because he's perfect and his perfect love drives out fear. Something to think about today. Be back with you again on Monday as we close out 1 John.